In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, preseason games for the New England Patriots over. Now we got to wait a little less than 2 weeks for the regular season, Wiggy. We will talk about, during They Said It, in 15 minutes, what Gerard Mayo refuses to say when it comes to who will be the starting QB, even if Jacoby Brissett is injured. So we'll get to They Said It coming up in about 15 minutes. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will talk with Gerard Mayo at 9 on this morning's show on a Patriots Monday. And at 10, the new Jones and Keefe show gets underway for the first day today. And they will talk with Hunter Henry and with Christian Gonzalez on their show today. Huh? And I believe that QB1 will be on the afternoon show tomorrow, because the Sox have that makeup game at 2:10 today. And then I think tonight, I believe, if my Outlook calendar is correct, tonight is a Diehards game. So I, for one, will be at Fenway tonight in case anybody would like to join me.
Oh, that's nice.
Would you like to join?
I cannot this evening.
Oh, you
but
cannot?
No.
What do you have?
I just have some plants.
Wiggy, would you?
I might be going.
City Wiggy?
Yeah, I might be going, but our boy Walshy hit me up, so I might be able to pull up some way. But if I am, I'll hit you up, and I'm in a suite, so pull up.
Well,
John Jones also on tomorrow's afternoon show.
Excellent.
QB1 and John Jones.
Okay, excellent. Well, Gerard Mayo will talk about it when he joins us at 9, I'm sure, but he did sort of tease that his decision would be made, I think, by this evening is
what I
said. So he needs the day to think on it or to watch film. I mean, he was there last night.
Right.
He saw what the rest of us saw
when
it came to Drake May. But
they probably have their meetings today.
Uh-huh.
Right? You figure they have their meetings today. And then,
what is a meeting going to change? He's got to know.
No, not change. But I think it's just like, all right, here's the meeting. Here's the guy that we're going with so I can go make the announcement.
Mm. All right. Let's get to the rest of the leads. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Did you do a lead, Courtney?
Yeah.
Oh,
what was your lead?
God. What?
Way to pay attention, Wiggy. Happy Monday.
Complete disrespect.
Like, you were shaking Courtney. Your head the entire time agreeing with
she
me, too, I thought. You still don't remember.
No.
I was talking about Drake May, and, you know, he didn't discriminate when it came to his targets,
and then
his shoe fell off.
My bad. I was like, why is Greg going to me? He just completely skipped over Courtney.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Happy Monday.
Well, that's my bad,
Yeah, no,
Courtney.
It's okay.
Because I have like a Patriots lead, too, and I'm like, wait a second, Courtney.
I will also say your hair looks great.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, we're changing it up a little bit.
I like it.
What did you do?
We're going with, we're dreading it up, getting some dreadlocks, man.
I like it.
Yeah, so it's styling up.
Yeah.
What made you decide to go in that direction?
I really, truly believe it was the Bob Marley movie, One Love.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I think so.
You really like that movie.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know.
Uh-huh.
My dad gave me nothing except for the fact that he was from the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I'm getting back to my Caribbean roots a little bit.
Now, speaking of movies, which we're going to do a lot because my lead is film directional. But is it weird that Nicolas Cage is playing John Madden?
Yes. Yeah. Like, is it...
Now, the movie's about the game, though, Shime.
It's about the game.
The video game?
Yes. Yeah. I think the movie's about the game, but still, Nicolas Cage...
Yeah, that's a weird...
...does not seem to me in any way, shape, or form to appear to look like the late John Madden.
But then again, Nick Cage, great actor. So yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Like, I'm willing to give it a shot just because it's
Is
Nick Cage.
Is he a great actor?
He's phenomenal.
He's
really
a great actor. Yeah, he's
really
good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. It's important that you know who the greatest actors of all time are. Oof. When we get to my lead in
okay.
a moment.
When Nick Cage should be up there.
That is
are you serious?
Oof. Con Air?
Whoa. Get out of here.
Come on.
Get out of here.
And I'll also say their face, while weight is a bit different between Nicolas Cage and John Madden, their face shape is very similar.
It is.
So they'll be able to, with makeup and stuff, make them look pretty similar.
Well,
look
what they're doing with Colin Farrell in the Penguin movie. They can easily put the prosthetics on him and make him bigger. So that's not an issue. They do that all the time.
This is going to drive me nuts. X-Flash 84X in the Twitch chat says Nicolas Cage is America's greatest living actor.
He's good.
He's up there.
Lost, dude.
What, are you a Daniel Day-Lewis guy or something? Woo! Great big fan of the method actors?
Not even on my top five. But anyway, wow. Wiggy, quick.
All right, my lead real quick.
Your lead.
I was looking at and doing some research really quick. And if you look at this year, every single first-round quarterback is going to be starting except for Michael Penix Jr., but we know why. He's sitting behind a guy that they just paid 4 years, $180 million, and J.J. McCarthy, but he was penciled in to be the starter until he got injury. Not only that, if you look at every other position that was drafted in the first round, those guys, the majority of those guys, will be starting for their team. You know, it's a little different when you're talking about an edge rusher because he rotates in. So you don't really necessarily have to be the starter to be playing and have a significant role. It doesn't make sense to me that you got the third overall pick and he's the one guy when you look at where, like, all these teams are and all the players that have gotten drafted in this year's draft. And you go, why isn't this kid starting?
Can you say that in that exact way in 2 hours when Gerard Mayo was on this show?
I got to write
say
that down.
Say it does not make any sense to me that you spent the number three pick on this guy and he's not going to be your starter.
Okay.
So I like that lead.
All right.
You, like many, are saying, please, just start him. Just give him the live reps and let's go and see what happens.
And nobody else.
It can't be worse.
All right. And everybody else goes, oh, what if he gets hurt? And then when you start to look at all the other first round players that are playing, they can obviously get hurt. You talk about Malik Nabers or some of the wide receivers that Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
So the team doesn't go, well, we're worried that they might get hurt. No, you just go out there and you play the kid.
All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Awful news today. Awful news. It appears that Gladiator 2 may be Denzel's last film ever.
Whoa!
In an interview, I believe, with Empire magazine, I'm not familiar with it, Denzel says, and it's a quote from him, that there are very few films left for me to make that I am interested in. He is 69 years old.
Which is young.
So, well, I always feel like it is, but I'm...
For Denzel, that is young.
I'm getting up there. So...
Wow. That's
I would...
God, it hurts.
Yeah, I thought you were going to cry for me.
Yeah, that hurts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would argue that he is a top five actor.
Top three.
When it comes to emergency, top five male actors, my lifetime.
Uh-huh.
Number five.
I have Denzel at number three on my list.
All right.
Number three.
Are you interested in who I have at number one?
Yes, please.
Number one.
Anthony Hopkins.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
He's a good one.
Yes.
He is a good one.
All time. Some extraordinary roles. Shime, don't look at me like that.
Hannibal Lecter? No, I get you. I'm with you. I get
okay.
it.
Okay. Would you like to know who I have at number two?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Number two.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Okay.
You're such number a Leo two. Guy.
A massive range when it comes to characters that he
that
has portrayed.
That he does.
He can play anybody. He is in arguably the most successful film of all time, Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it's Catch Me If You Can or if it is Wolf of Wall Street, whatever.
Blood Diamond. He played a South African dude with a great...
Right. Okay.
Greg's a big fan of The Revenant.
I got...
it was a good movie, though.
I got Denzel at three.
Yep.
I have at number four...
Number four.
Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I don't think you can have a list that doesn't have De Niro on
agreed.
It.
Agreed. Hide and Seek. Terrifying movie.
Mm-hmm. Number five, I have Al Pacino.
Number five.
Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's a good list.
Is there anybody that's not on there?
Sam
please?
Jackson.
Stanley Tucci.
What is Stanley Tucci?
One of the best.
He's been in like three films.
Yep, and they're all hits.
Right.
He doesn't miss.
Stanley Tucci is not, he's a good actor.
No, he is. If Stanley Tucci's in something, I'm like, that's going to be a hit.
Stanley Tucci from the...
Who am I missing? Do not say Tom Hanks.
Brad Pitt.
No.
I can't stand Tom Hanks.
Sam Jackson.
American Treasure Tom Hanks is not worth the film that you see him on.
I would say Sam Jackson's
Samuel
one.
Samuel L. Jackson is a great actor. He's more of a character actor, though. He's not...
Another one that I think is an amazing actor.
I know this is going to be.
No, and he doesn't maybe get his due because of the stupid case he went through. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, yes. If he had a bigger body of work, yes.
Yeah.
Now listen, in the Twitch chat, somebody is suggesting Tom Cruise.
No.
He's been on a lot of stuff.
He's like Will Smith. They got big, big budget box office hits. When you look at their catalog.
But that has nothing to do with your acting.
Right,
but he plays the same thing basically every time, Tom Cruise.
He does now sort of because of Mission Impossible 4. I mean, he's been in... He was in Taps early on. He was...
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night.
He is... You know, he was excellent in Born on the 4th of July. And
There's one guy you're leaving off the list.
There is?
Yep.
What movie did you talk about?
Well, I've talked about a million movies that
started your lead.
Gladiator. Oh, Russell Crowe?
Yes.
I talked about Gladiator, too. You think Russell Crowe is...
Think about his movies. And, like, you talk about range,
he's
right?
He's been in a lot of stuff.
But we're talking about range, right? And be able to do a lot of different things.
Yes.
Great in Gladiator. He was great in American Gangster. He was great in the, what's the movie? L.A. Confidential.
Uh-huh.
The other one where he was with, who's the kid who played in the Bobby movie?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he was in the movie with him where they were like two cops. I forget the name of it.
You have to be able to do like comedy, drama, and you know, some type. Like, that's why I think Robert De Niro is probably the number one in my mind, because he can be funny, he can be soft, but he can be in like these scary movies that are kind of thrillery. Yeah.
Honorable mention on the Twitch chat, a lot of people bringing up Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Excellent actor.
Right, but a lot of his movies might have been... Before
my time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because a lot of the Western movies and stuff like that.
I really can't say before my time with a lot of things.
Yeah, that's
true. You can't.
I can't even say it with telegrams.
Ooh. I got another one.
Stagecoaches, before my time.
I got another one for you, Greg.
Yes, what?
Sean Penn.
I don't like Sean Penn, though.
But as an actor, though.
I mean, personally, I don't like
him. No, personally, you might not like him, but as an actor...
I can separate the two.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like...
Pretty good actor.
Separate...
But he really hasn't... He hasn't... I mean, you look at Denzel.
Right.
He's done so... His range is gigantic. I love Man on Fire. I've said it a billion times.
It's a great one.
Creasy
Bell.
Arguably the greatest film ever, Man on Fire. Then he was in the Equalizer films.
Yes.
He did a whole
There's like five of them.
Three of them.
What do they call that? Shine, what do they call that?
Trilogy.
Trilogy.
It's not a trilogy. That's three.
Okay.
A pentilogy?
No, it's like... then you have...
A
franchise?
Training Day. A franchise. Then you have the... He played the drunk pilot guy.
Yes.
That was a great film as well. I mean, he's... His range is gigantic.
Shoot program.
Yeah.
When I met Denzel, he's number one on my list.
We know.
Number one.
But your number two, the disrespect you're showing him right now that you're
Who's
not
that?
Bringing him up, Idris.
Oh, Idris is good, but he doesn't have
the disrespect. Top 100 actors.
Yeah,
where would you put Richard Gere?
It'd be top 100.
I don't know. I mean, Richard Gere, maybe top 50. I mean, he was in some good films, Officer and a Gentleman. There are people who've been in a great film.
Yeah.
And it kind of was like one and done.
He has a lot of good ones, though.
But it's brought up range, though. That's the difference. Like, he hasn't done, like, it's kind of like similar characters. And he's a good actor. Mm-hmm. Like, a guy that we haven't even talked about is Christian Bale.
Oh.
Right.
You know, yes. Somebody that can do
Batman,
like,
baby.
Great role, like the Batman role.
Mm-hmm.
Great role, but not necessarily a giant body of work. Yes, he was in The Fighter.
American Psycho.
Yes. What was the other movie he was in with?
Heath Ledger would have been one of the best actors of all time.
We're not doing would have been, but yes, I appreciate that.
Just R.I.P.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Your top five is good. Yeah. I might have slid, you know, one or two in there.
I understand.
I would have Denzel first, but, I ain't going to knock it.
You would have Denzel ahead of Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes. I love Leo.
I can't do it.
I will.
And Anthony Hopkins, underappreciated.
I like Anthony Hopkins.
Underappreciated. All right. We're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots dropped their final preseason game 20-10 against the Commanders. The one touchdown for the Pats came from a Drake May-led Kevin Harris score. Drake played most out of the four QBs, completing 13 of 20 passes for 126 yards and that touchdown. Jacoby Brissett started this one. He completed 2 of 4 passes for 19 yards. He did get a bit banged up during his time out there, favoring his throwing shoulder. We'll be able to ask Jerod Mayo today when he comes on at 9 a.m. about any type of update, but here's what he had to say after the win.
He would have been able to continue.
What's his health status right now? Is he?
I talked to him. Look, we'll see tomorrow. You always feel a little bit more sore the next day, but he said he was good. We'll find out tomorrow.
The Sox dropped their finale with Arizona 7-5, completing the Diamondbacks' sweep. They now have the Blue Jays in town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start, but it is a doubleheader today. So before that, there will be a 2:05 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 1:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Joe Castiglione will join the two for the second game.
Watching the television broadcast of that Patriots game last night left me with one question, Shime, and that is, when is Joe Milton getting into Canton? Is that happening? Is that next summer?
You're going to get a lot of that.
When is that happening?
He's the new Malik Cunningham.
Yes, he is.
Malik
yes.
Mania.
Yeah.
That is what's trending here, Shime, with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 65 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 78. Chance of some brief thunderstorms here in the middle of the afternoon, but overall, a solid day for you in the city of Boston.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.